Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, it's a new year, and I want to wish everybody a happy new year and a prosperous one. However, a month or so ago, Brett Baier on Fox TV spoke at great length about food stamps. He said that in 2008, before President Obama, there were 24 million people on food stamps. But after only 5 years under his administration, there are 47 million. The USDA, the Department of Agriculture, has been pushing people onto food stamps. Now the USDA is moving to immigrants with lots of Spanish programs, and these people push their friends to apply for food stamps, and it's no longer stamps, it's a card. Here's what's happened in the last 5 years. The program is causing obesity, food stamps are being used to purchase alcohol, and people sell their stamps. So why is the USDA trying to get more people to sign up for food stamps? The USDA tracks people who qualify whether these people want food stamps or not. When the program first started, according to Brett Baier, the program was designated to help people buy seeds for crops, and then it exploded. The USDA is pushing people to take benefits they don't need. There's nothing wrong with those that need help, but those who don't need it. The result is that people get used to getting something for nothing, and so they don't work when jobs are available. Our local papers and radio stations advertise jobs by the numbers. In Baier's interview with Charles Murray, who wrote the book Losing Ground, he says it just isn't working. He says welfare reform has worked, but under Obama, it has fallen apart. I leave you with a point to ponder. Our government is going broke, but it just grows and expands. While a private business that goes broke, it closes shop. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.